Temperatures this weekend in the northern Mexican city of Monterrey are once again expected to top 100 degrees. Extreme heat and drought there have left the 5 million residents with barely any water. NPR's Carrie Kahn found that two of the three reservoirs that serve the city are practically empty, and the last one is draining fast.
Margarita Santos got an urgent text message on her Monterrey, Mexico neighborhood chat group. After 5 days without a drop, water was coming back out of the spigots.
Llegó como a la una y media de la mañana y se fue como para las siete.
The 60-year-old widow says luckily she caught the text, which came at 1:30 a.m., because by 7 a.m. there was no more water.
No dormimos bien porque tenemos que estar recolectando el agua.
We didn't sleep much at all, she says. The pressure was so low it took hours to fill every bucket, pail, and container they could find. Her 25-year-old son now takes naps at lunchtime and after work, so he'll be ready in the middle of the night if the water comes back on. This is what life has been like in Monterrey, about 2.5 hours south of the Texas border. Water restrictions began back in March as the levels at three reservoirs serving the city began falling. Tens of thousands of homes now have no water coming at all.
Es grave la situación en Monterrey.
The situation is grave in Monterrey, says President Andrés Manuel López Obrador. He blames past administrations for allowing industry to explode in the dry north of the country. He's asked soft drink and beer bottlers there to halt production.
Que nos ayuden en eso. Es una petición.
Help us out, he said earlier this week. But researcher José Antonio Ordóñez Díaz, who has done water studies at Mexico's top universities, says this problem has been long coming. Monterrey has never had a reliable water source. Droughts are getting longer and urban planning is shoddy.
Nadie. Hay un vacío de autoridad muy, muy fuerte desde hace más de 50 años.
No one has dealt with this. There's been a dearth of leadership for more than 50 years, he says. Germán Martínez Santoyo, who heads Mexico's federal water agency, CONAGUA, says delayed plans to build a fourth dam and more well drilling are being fast-tracked. But Monterrey is an economic powerhouse and can't be limited.
Pues es una zona que no podemos limitar su productividad, su crecimiento económico.
It's a zone where we can't damage its productivity or its economic growth, he says. Adrian de la Garza Tijerina, head of one of the state's biggest cattle farmer associations, says members are slaughtering cows earlier now. They're losing weight and value without water and feed.
La falta de agua va a limitar como que el desarrollo de la ciudad.
In the end, he says nature and limited water will control growth in and around the city. Monterrey resident Margarita Santos says she's exhausted after weeks of struggling for water. She makes 3 trips a day to a nearby park to wait in line with hundreds of residents in the hot sun to fill up from an irrigation hose.
Te dañas tus manos, tu espalda, tu cadera, tus piernas.
My hands, my back, legs, everything, she says, hurts. Like state officials, she too hopes rain is coming soon. Unfortunately, forecasters say that's not expected until September. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Mexico City.